Morning and welcome to Casper's Corner. Anyways, let's talk about something that just totally surprised me. And in fact, I don't know why it did surprise me so much, but I find it so disgusting and repulsive. And it has to do with two Christian people who are in Pakistan who were called heretics or whatever you want to call it. They basically were accused of, or falsely accused of, saying things against the Quran or whatever they wanted to accuse them of. As long as there's just a few people to say it, a whole crowd got together and decided to kill these people. I'm talking about killing. They murdered these people in the name of their religion, in the name of Islam. In the name of a belief system where people are murdered and tortured for the sake of obedience. Like if you even dare to go outside of Islam, if you dare to believe in anything else, you are going to be crushed. You're going to be called a heretic. You're going to be called vile, you're going to be called whatever, a dog. You're going to be considered less than a dog. Anyways, they took these two people, they killed them, they burned their bodies. You know, in Canada, in the States, anywhere there's democracy, to have heard of such a thing, to have something like that happen, would be the most vile and disgusting thing a human being could do. And yet, we hear about these occurrences regularly. In places where Islam is a dominant force, Islam is on a huge rise. And in my opinion, as someone who's a Christian, I see this as a very destructive faith movement, a destructive religion that basically, if you don't obey, if you don't follow, if you don't bend, if you don't go to their rules, they will annihilate you. They will try to destroy you. Christians have been persecuted for years and years and years and years, way back. And Islam has been a very violent religion, by all means. We can go into different religions. We could go into all many different or all these different subject matters. But what I'm talking to you about today is about Islam and how there is such a vague statement about how to deal with people that they call heretics. But what is shockingly disturbing is the amount of violence by those who follow it with deep passion. And then there's the other shocking part, which is all those who are Islamic who just watch, who don't try to stop it, who don't say, "This is disgusting, this is gross, this is violent. We can't let this happen to innocent people. What have they done?" This kind of stuff I find just as vile. It's called apathy. It's brutal. And though many people may not be stopping it, my question is, are they afraid to stop it? Because then they'll be labeled as a heretic and they're going to be killed or beheaded or you know, hands cut off, feet cut off. You know, heads being cut off and kicked around in streets by young kids or adults. That's the kind of faith that, or that's the kind of religion that this Islamic, fuels. This Islamic religion is fueling. It leaves so much open-ended and so vague, but it causes so many people to be so militant. And that is a concern we should all be paying attention to. We should all be understanding this. It's not about being, you know, about applying fear-mongering. This is about looking at facts and seeing how aggressive this faith is and what the texts in the Islamic religion is teaching. Islam is teaching, you know, you either bend to us or you will die. We will annihilate you. We will hunt you down and we will kill you. It is militant, it's dangerous, and it's destructive on many parts. But here's the good news. Here's the beautiful news is that Jesus Jesus Christ died on the cross. He is the Son of God, and he died on that cross for our sins, and he rose from the dead, and he paid the price. He is the King of Peace, or the Prince of Peace. And he brought a message, and he lived that message, and he died for that message, and he rose. That's the important thing, is he rose from the grave. He rose, and he paid for our sins. No matter how violent of an offense we may have, no matter how much we have caused him grief, caused God grief, he died for us. He paid the price for you. He paid the price for me. And it says in the Bible, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." That's John 3:16. You see, he paid a price for you, a debt that you could never, never pay off. It doesn't matter what religion you follow, no matter what you do, he is the only one who could have paid it off. Because see, we're human, and we do things that always has sin in it. We're tainted with it. We think we can earn our way to heaven. We could, if we just do these things, if we do whatever texts from whatever religions we do, we've earned our way. We're good enough. We're pure enough. But the sad fact is, you trying to earn your way is pride. Because you're saying, I am good enough. I've earned my way in this. But you see, there's a whole different set of rules that God has laid out. And the only way that debt that we owe, the sin that we've caused, or the sin that we've done, the only way it can ever be fully paid for, the debt that we owe, is through the blood of Jesus Christ. He was the perfect lamb. I know that may be offensive to some of you who are listening, or maybe it is the sweetest sound you ever heard. But I'm telling you this, Jesus did die for you. And the most profound part is he rose from the grave for you in victory. And there is peace in his name. And whatever you do will never be enough without the Lamb, the perfect Lamb. Now Jesus paid that price. He's offering it to you today. And I hope you will accept it. And remember that whatever you have done, it'll be wiped away. And he loved you so much that he died for you. While you still were in anger against him, or violence towards him, or hatred, or disdain, or whatever it may be, he still did it for you. So you have a choice today. And I hope you will accept it. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And I really do pray that you open your heart up today and find out who Jesus Christ really was and what he did for you and how profound was his love that he died on a cross, suffered immeasurable pain for you so that you could be free. May the Lord bless you today. And bye for now.